Okay, I'm standing in the sun in the piazza of the British Library on the Euston Road, a really beautiful spot, which manages to drown out the sounds of the Euston Road quite well. If you can hear what sounds like a rather animated and slightly crazy Spanish woman screaming in the background, that's because there's a slightly crazy animated Spanish woman screaming in the background, talking on her mobile phone just on one side of the piazza, but hopefully, there she goes. But hopefully that won't impede this recording. So if anyone ever panics because their iPhone appears to go blank while still emitting the usual sounds that appears to that makes it seem that it's working, don't worry about it. I had a couple of hours while it appeared that the iPhone had gone dead, but all you have to do is press down the home button and the snooze button for about 10 seconds until the Apple logo appears, then let go and wait for a few minutes and it turns itself back on automatically. I was slightly worried there, since we'd only purchased this a week ago for this project, that I'd done something irreparable to it. But no, it's fine now, but it hasn't meant the boo updates have been slightly lagging. So yeah, definitely a really very enthusiastic conversation going on in the Spanish lady's phone next to me. Anyway, we have now moved the boxes into the secure quarantine stage. I'd hoped to do a boo interview while we were doing that, but unfortunately the phone had appeared to die. They're going to be assessed tomorrow by Jane, who has very kindly agreed to look after this, Jane from the conservation side of things. And she and her team will firstly look through and have a look at the general overall condition and see what kind of treatment's necessary. If there's any trace of any infestation, then it'll either get put into a freezer, or a low freezer, low temperature freezer for a month or so. Or if the paper, it's felt that that's not appropriate, it'll be put into essentially a nitrogen atmosphere. The oxygen will be sucked out and replaced by nitrogen and left like that for 21 days. Either way, if we have inadvertently brought back any wildlife with us, it'll be disposed of. Talking about wildlife, we definitely didn't bring back any of the kittens, unfortunately. I'm really regretting that now, because there was definitely quite a lot of room in the lorry. It seems from looking at the Audioboo site, there's a couple of people out there who've been listening who also would have liked one of the kittens, so sorry about that, but they have definitely, I've been assured that they will have a good home found for them. I was slightly worried that they would end up in the bottom of a river, but no, they're going to be safe, so that's good. Now, I'm going to do one more boo later, just kind of wrapping things up, but for the moment I'm off to RADA. There's a reading. I'm actually quite tired, having been up since 5:30, I could do with it's heading home, but there's a reading of two John Osborne plays that we discovered here at the library and that I've edited for Oberon Books. They're going to have their first reading, first performance ever since they were performed in the early 1950s, and hopefully that might lead to a full run. Just before I forget, having said that there were no problems getting the material back here, there was an incident with the customs, the French customs, who often lie in wait, I didn't realise this, at the péage sites, at the toll, the places where you have to stop to pay the toll for the French motorways, and they're often lurking by there. They stopped the lorry. I was slightly worried that they were trying to make a last-ditch effort to keep John's archive on French soil. Not the case. Luckily, they were actually concerned that the lorry might be smuggling drugs under the cover of transporting John's archive, which was a scurrilous thing to suggest. And the reason was there's some little areas to the side of the lorry which appeared to be separate, almost little drawers, and they wanted to know what was in there. And when it was impossible to open, they actually had to drill some holes in there just to check that it wasn't full of either drugs or people, I think they were wondering about. But no, we managed to satisfy them that we were merely transporting a significant literary archive and nothing more, nothing illegal. So we managed to extricate ourselves from the long arms of the French law and otherwise sailed through customs at the tunnel, which is why everything's now safely back here.